But right now, we welcome in the man who has broken perhaps the biggest story in college football this season, America's own college football insider, Brett McMurphy. How are you, man? We appreciate the time here on your weekend.
Hey, good afternoon.
So I'm kind of curious, the genesis of this story, how you got this started, where did you figure out that this was, I guess, the tunnel that you wanted to go down? What was the first beginnings of this for you?
Well, you know, as a college football reporter, you know, you hear various things about different coaches, teams, players, et cetera. And at some point I had heard that Zach Smith had some potential domestic violence issues. And looking into it, I saw he was still employed at Ohio State. Simply did a public records request at Gainesville, where he was for 5 years, and also with some police departments in Ohio. Excuse me. And when I did that, I got the 2009 arrest report when he was arrested for aggravated battery on a pregnant. And then I also discovered that he was served with a domestic violence protection order on Friday before Big Ten Media Days. So I literally got that information about the same time. I confirmed everything on Saturday. I was going to Big Ten Media Days on Monday, so I wanted to get as much information about those as I could. Felt comfortable with that, and then reported that Monday morning. The fact that I was going to Big Ten Media Day was a total coincidence. You know, I was laid off from ESPN last year. My contract with them expires August 12th, so I can take another job after that time. And so basically this past summer, I wanted to go to different media events, media days, spring meetings, and remind, you know, ADs and coaches, hey, guys, I'm still alive. I'm still working. So I had scheduled the Big Ten media day. So I report that Monday morning about 09 and the protection order, and then Ohio State puts out a no comment. At 5 p.m. that night, I obtained a 2015 incident from the Powell Police Department. I reported that. They fired Zach 1 hour later. And then on Tuesday, Urban has his infamous press conference where he asked, why would someone create a story like that? And I'm 20 rows back saying, I would create that story because I've got the police report with me. And then after that, I was eventually able to contact Courtney Smith. She agreed to talk to me. The first time I talked to her, we spent 2.5 hours on the phone. Unbelievable, you know, wealth of information and just sharing everything that she's experienced basically in the past 9 years with Zach. And we had several other phone conversations. And finally, I said, look, I've got to talk to you in person. I need to go over everything you've told me. And basically went to Columbus, spent 3 days in Columbus. And then I reported it Wednesday. And then here we are Saturday waiting to see the fate of Urban Meyer.
Talking to Brett McMurphy, America's own college football insider, as he mentioned, reports this on your Facebook page, which still in this day and age will always be tremendously amazing that you're able to do this at this level. And I guess I have so many questions about this, because the 2009 incident, I can see, I suppose, you can give the benefit of the doubt where Zach Smith goes to Urban Meyer, or maybe he knew about it and says, look, what she's saying isn't true, and Urban says, okay, I know you, I'll side with you on this one. But with the various incidents that happened over the year, with the text that you provided from Courtney to Shelly Meyer, I can't understand how Urban can continue to have this guy be around him when incident after incident over multiple years, which you have proven, have taken place.
I agree totally. And again, going back to 2009, and this was in my original report on Wednesday, when he was arrested for that assault, Hiram DeFreeze, who was a member of Meyer's staff at Florida, he's known Urban since the 1990s when Urban was an assistant at Colorado State. Hiram's current official title at Ohio State is special assistant to the head coach. He met Courtney in a Panera Bread in Gainesville and basically pressured her to drop the charges. He said, if you go through with this and file charges, Zach will get fired. He'll never work again. How are you going to raise your unborn child, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So she ultimately relented to that pressure and didn't press charges. So, yeah, Urban knew how serious it was. Then you come to 2015. As you said, Shelly and Courtney talked numerous times. You saw some of the text messages. I saw dozens of text message exchanges from them. She was well aware of what all went on. So here you've got it happening again. On top of that, Urban admitted that him and Shelly counseled the couple in 2009 at Florida. So you counseled him in 2009. Something else happens in 2015. Shelly has seen the photos. Whether she shared those with Urban or not, I don't know. But she knows the seriousness of it. She said, Zach scares me. Why haven't the police done anything? You know, do you have a restraining order? Those pictures are awful. She knows how serious it is. Yet Urban, according to Zach's interview yesterday, Urban asked him, did you hit her? And Zach said, no, I didn't. Well, if I know you hit her, I'll get rid of you. Well, that's pretty lame to just say, okay, did you hit her? No. Okay, that's good. All right, what are we running? Okay, let's keep practicing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with you 1,000%.
What are your thoughts on Zach Smith's radio and TV interviews and Urban Meyer's statement that he released on Twitter?
Any statement that the third paragraph starts with, here's the truth.
Red flag.
So everything I've said up to this point is complete and utter horse crap. But here's the truth. So that's what was so comical. And I tweeted this. I said, so basically, you're telling me Urban Meyer can, in a matter of seconds, can come up with a way to convert 4th-and-1 to beat Michigan in double overtime, but he can't be properly prepared to take questions from the media day at Big Ten Media Day. I mean, that is so ridiculous. He was asked 9 times about Zach Smith. His answers were, I don't know, I don't have any knowledge, who would create a story like that. If I knew about it then, he would have been gone. So, you know, he lied through the whole thing. His statement, couple of things. It was released by Urban Meyer. It was not released by the university. It was not retweeted by the university. What that tells me is Urban's fighting for his job, and he's trying to sway public opinion on his side that, hey, I followed proper protocol. I notified my supervisors as required. You cannot be fired for lying to the media. If so, there'd be 130 coaching openings right now.
Very true.
So it's basically a Hail Mary. He threw Gene Smith under the bus. So now, ultimately, we're going to find out who has more power, Urban Meyer or Gene Smith. Or, potentially, does Gene Smith get pulled down in this mess, and is his job in jeopardy now? That's a decision the university has to make, and I think the decision that the university makes will give us an indication of how serious they take domestic violence. Because, you know, I'm sure you guys know what's going on there now with the former team doctor, a lot of sexual abuse, you know, a long time ago, certainly nothing connected to this. We're all the horrifying, situation at Michigan State with the doctor there and all that impacted all those women. So, you know, I don't see any way Ohio State would bring him back with all that going on. But ultimately, you know, Liberty hired Baylor's former AD. So I guess every university has to make up their own mind on how they want to view these incidents.
Now, you brought up the athletic director there, and it's come out that he was aware of the situation. Why do you think the athletic director and Saban, knowing that the cover-up is often worse than the original crime, why would they both risk so much for a fairly insignificant assistant coach on the staff?
Well, I asked Courtney that, and I reported it in my initial story. I basically said, why would they keep him if all that stuff was going on? And she said, Zach once told me if all this came out, that basically if I went down, I was taking everybody else at Ohio State down with me. I asked her specifically what information she knew that Zach would have on them, and she gave me some ideas what she thinks he has. I couldn't verify it or confirm it, and I'm certainly not going to report it based off of simply hearsay what she's saying. She didn't have any evidence of it. And also, you know, maybe also it's an empty threat by Zach, or he does actually have something on other members of the coaching staff. Certainly that could play out in the coming weeks or months.
Talking to Brett McMurphy, of course, broke the story on his Facebook page, the Urban Meyer Ohio State Zach Smith scandal here on ESPN Radio 103.3 FM. It's still difficult for me because Zach Smith, he goes on the radio, and his whole pattern throughout all of this, especially with everything that he said with ESPN and on the Zone there in Columbus yesterday, that's from what we know about domestic violence and from people who are repeated offenders, he is playing out the pattern that you come to expect from that. And when you see this, as you said, they counseled Courtney and Zach in 2009, so they knew that this was a problem. And then to have this incident in 2015 and to continue to keep him employed, to me, you can't have Urban Meyer not just coach at Ohio State, but if it was me, you can't have this guy coaching anywhere else. Somebody who offers that type of protection to a guy who, again, is obviously, I mean, Zach Smith is flat out lying. You have the text messages. You showed the pictures that disprove a lot of the things that he was saying and almost trying to throw, maybe not Urban, but like you said, it looks like they're both setting up Gene Smith to be the fall guy here.
Right. I mean, it was comical. I don't know if you guys got to see the video interview that Courtney did with Stadium Network, but she was very composed and thoughtful, and she sounded like, quite frankly, somebody that has suffered a lot of abuse and harassment. And then you see Zach on there. He's asked about the pictures that I put on my Facebook page, and he says, well, I was trying to defend myself, and that's how she had a handprint around her neck. That's how her thumb got cut. That's how her arm looks like it went through the ringer. That's how, her arm looks like it was bruised so much because there was a grapefruit on it. Yeah, those are defensive wounds. And then on top of that, when he said, well, I've never harmed her, I've never had any violence against her, whatever, at that point, I tweeted out the text message exchange between Courtney and Zach where basically he admits and apologizes for strangling her in March of 2015 in Punta Cana on a spring break trip, and then also April of 2015. So yeah, I agree. The guy's got no credibility, and unfortunately, because all of this was focused on what did Urban know, what didn't he know, because he flat out lied at Big Ten Media Days, I think a lot of the attention has shifted away from the fact that, look, this is a domestic violence issue. And again, when I first, going back to the first question, I initially thought this is, wow, this really sucks. This guy's abused his wife and all that. And then it kind of morphed into this Urban Meyer situation. I mean, whenever I talked to Courtney, she never once said, hey, I can bring down Ohio State. Hey, I can bring down Urban Meyer. It was through my reporting where I finally asked her, I said, hey, how does Urban know about that? What was his part in it? And she's like, yeah, he knew about it because she showed me all the text messages and exchanges between her and the other coaches' wives. And then it suddenly morphed into Urban Meyer. And so then, here now he's fighting for his job and maybe his AD is also.
Last question here, Brett. What do you think the ripple effect is going to be for all programs across the country where they see that this is potentially something that can bring a head coach and potentially a program down?
I already got calls from two FBS Power 5 head coaches that said, when your story came out, and I don't mean to laugh, it's not funny, but when your story came out, literally, they had a staff meeting and it went over their contracts word by word. If we hear of any information, we have to forward this up the food chain. Because somebody asked me in another interview, well, is this similar to Baylor, where Baylor cut? This is different than, these are totally different situations. Baylor was like an entire university, involved an entire university. This is just one coach who had this issue. So, but the fact that the head coach may or may not have gone through the proper procedures and or covered it up, it could impact the head coach and other people. So, yeah, I've had two Power 5 football coaches, head coaches reach out and say, yeah, we're going through it. We want to see what the contract says. I've also heard from, I talked to two dozen ADs on a Thursday. They told me that, they're considering redoing their contracts for their coaches to make sure they have the proper language in this. I had a Power 5 head basketball coach reach out and said, hey, when this all ends, I want you to come visit our campus. I want to spend, you know, about 4 or 5 hours with you, and I want to go over every aspect of this story because I want to make sure this never, ever happens at our school and make sure that we have everything in place to ensure that that doesn't happen. So, I mean, that's pretty cool when you hear stuff like that. So hopefully, you know, these incidents in the future, you know, at least we can't stop them from happening, but at least hopefully they'll get recognized and reported and handled a lot quicker than the constant abuse and harassment that Courtney suffered.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for your reporting. And like you said, hopefully something like this can help us get to a point, not just in college football, but in sports in general, where just because you win doesn't mean that you need to allow things like this to go on, because this guy, Zach Smith, should not have a job coaching, especially young men. I mean, what an atrocious example. So great work, Brett. We really appreciate your hard work and for shining a light on this situation.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Have a good day.